This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 200. Man, 200 questions and you guys are still going strong? You may defeat me yet. Today, Ed says, "So, you've finished your story. But when you read it over, it doesn't work. Your beta readers are, they don't think it sucks, and they can't point out exactly why it doesn't work for them. So, what then? Publish it anyway? Trunk it? Try to find some way to fix it? Or something else?" Well, Ed, that one's hard to pin down, and it really depends on how new you are, and how new your beta reader is. If you're really new to this, it could be that the reason it's is that you're not very good yet, and you just need more practice, in which case I would publish it and move along, or submit it to a magazine and move along, and then if you later decide that you don't want it on the market under your name, you can always pull it. But the reason I'd publish it or submit it and move on is it reinforces the good habit of writing and releasing, letting stuff go and get into the wider world, and it also gives you practice either writing query letters or mastering ebooks and maybe paperbacks. And that's all stuff you need. Packaging and or business communication are always things you need practice in, just like you always need practice in craft and story. If you've got a really good first reader, someone who knows story very well, and the story is to their taste, and that's a big thing. You have to be giving your stories to someone who is disposed to like that kind of story, if you're wanting to get a read on how well it's working. If they're disposed to like that kind of story and they're going, it doesn't work, I can't point to exactly why, but it doesn't work, then you can ask a couple of follow-up questions, such as, where did it lose you? Where did you stop caring? And that'll at least give you a point from which to look at the story. Because frequently people will drop out at certain points in a story. The point varies from story to story. But if they can point to a piece on the page and say, this is about where you lost me. I don't know quite what it is here. There's nothing really here that upset me. But I just found myself slipping out of the story at this point. When they point to that point on the page, that means that something you've done earlier in the story has kicked them out. Either you made a set of promises that you're then not fulfilling, or your voice was really rich and then it became shallow and you started concentrating just on a sequence of events and it lost all texture, or the logic went out of the story, or the character changed radically in a way that you didn't prepare the audience for. There's all sorts of reasons that someone can fall out of a story. And most of the time, unless your first reader is a story genius, and even then, maybe not. But unless they're a story genius, they will almost never know why they fell out of a story. Almost never. And even if they're a storytelling genius, they frequently won't. But so you should never expect them to tell you why something didn't work. But they should be able to tell you when it didn't work anymore. And then you go back from that point. And sometimes reading through and looking at it, it'll jump out at you. You'll go, oh, obviously, this is what's broken. And you'll fix a couple of things and it'll work. And then you've got something that you're happy with. Other times you're going to read it over and you're going to go, you know, I don't get it either. I can't tell. But my reader said they fell out here, and I'm kind of falling out here too. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut everything after this point, and I'm going to go back 2 pages and cut everything from 2 pages before, and then I'm going to just throw that all out and redraft starting at where I'm leaving off after the cuts. That's a perfectly good way to do it. I know people who've done books that way. In fact, I did a couple of books that way. Sometimes you have to. When that happens, that first draft is called an exploratory draft because you're sort of feeling the story out. You don't quite know where it's going and what you're doing, and it's like you're mapping new territory in a real-time strategy game. And once you've got that done, then you can cut it all off, and then you don't even have to go in the same direction, but you know the world that you're in, and you can write a good, solid story from there. Everybody has misfires, even late in their career. Everybody does the occasional turkey. What you want to do is you want to figure out a way that works for you to deal with the turkeys. Now, if neither you nor your first reader can identify where you fell out of the story at all. It's very possible that you've just written a story that doesn't appeal to any of you. That's okay. It doesn't mean it won't appeal to anybody. And in that case, go ahead and submit it. Go ahead and put it up. If you find out why it doesn't work and you realize that it's still a good story, but it's not the one you wanted to tell, which is another reason you might not feel good about it, go ahead and submit it. Go ahead and put it up. The only reason I would hold it back is if you can find where it broke. Now, I say that, but there have been two occasions where I've held stories back even though I couldn't find where they broke. But it was for a very particular reason. It was because in both cases, I felt like the story wasn't done. It wasn't just that I wasn't satisfied with how it turned out. Something about it felt unfinished to me. In both cases, it turned out that it was a novel that I had accidentally written in short story form. So those are some of the kinds of exceptions you get to the general rule of write, release, move on. But it's going to be really individual, and you're going to have to feel it out for yourself a bit. But I hope that some of this has given you a foothold for you to start exploring from. Thanks for the question, and I will see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.